Brethren, in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God in charity, unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast day of two saints who were brothers, namely Faustinus and Jovita. And they lived in the second century in the Roman Empire, when it was at the height of its power, this mighty power of the might and of the world. It was at the peak of its fame and glory. But in the meantime, it also persecuted cruelly those followers of true God, namely Catholics. And Faustinus and Jovita were famous for their love of Catholic religion, and they were well known among their own people also for their works of Christian charity. These two brothers are great examples of the lesson we've been talking about in religion, namely that besides believing according to Catholic religion, you have to also act according to your religion, not just talk about loving God and your neighbor, but act in the manner as well. And Saint Faustinus and Saint Jovita, they so much loved God that they wanted to share that love to all their fellow men as well, and to show same kind of charity to others as God had shown her to them. These two brothers, they were also therefore very closely united, not only by blood, not only by religion, but also because they shared the great goal of doing good. The bishop of their city heard about their great charity and their great zeal for God and his holy religion, and this bishop made them both priests. And now, after they were being made priests, Saints Faustinus and Jovita could go around the neighborhood, could go around the town and outside the town and preach to many people about their true religion, about the true love of God, and how everybody should also do good in their lives. But because this was the Roman Empire and the officials did not like Christianity, eventually the emperor, whose name was Hadrian, he heard what Faustinus and Jovita were preaching. He heard that they were preaching Christ, and they heard that they said to people that you cannot worship idols, but you have to confess one true God, the creator of heaven and earth. So Emperor Hadrian sent them to prison and tortured them very cruelly. But even in prison and amidst tortures, Saints Faustinus and Jovita consecrated themselves totally to God's love. Even though they were suffering, they were happy and joyful that they could suffer for Christ. After all, Christ himself had willingly and happily suffered for the poor men, and now Saints Faustinus and Jovita were only too happy to share this same fate of Christ. After they were cruelly tortured, they were finally beheaded, and then they joined that heavenly choir of martyrs and saints in heaven. Dear children, these martyrs again teach us the great lesson that if one loves Jesus, one must also love the cross of Jesus. If we love the cross of Jesus, we have to be ready to do our own little bit of suffering in our lives as well. Remember that the greater share you have in the sufferings of the cross, the better share you also have in heaven with Jesus. these two saints, Faustinus and Jovita, they were brothers. They loved God much. They loved each other so much, and they loved their neighbor very much. But most of all, and above all, they loved Jesus. And you also, children, you should love the members of your family. You should love your parents, and you should love your brothers and sisters. You want, of course, live in a Catholic family. And when you remember how much Jesus has loved you, he also gives you grace to love your parents and your brothers and sisters as well. And you also want, like these two great saints, to help and love one another as well. Not only your friends who are Catholics and with whom you like to share stories about religion, but also that you show to everybody whom you meet that you are a Catholic, you are a follower of Christ, you are ready to go through even misfortunes and sorrows and inconveniences, if that's what it takes to you to be a true follower of Christ. If you act according to the cross of Jesus, you bear your duties with love and patience, then God will also show love, mercy, and patience to you, and he will save not only you yourself, but through your good works, he will save many other people as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.